Minutes late, so let's get right underway. This is a pretty fancy et cetera, but I'll introduce them the way they are in the program. Please make welcome Daryl Anger, Tony Trischka, David Greer, and et cetera.
Hi folks. We're here to play try to ruin some all-time music here for you, but I feel that this kind of music is so great that it can't be ruined, no matter what we do. So, we hope you enjoy it. Most of the selections are going to be drawn from a record that I had released late last year called Heritage. And I was lucky enough to assemble an all-star cast for both the record and for this performance tonight, so we hope you really enjoy it. We're going to be feeling our way along in some of these because the entire band has never rehearsed together, although there have been many partial rehearsals.
Don't tell them that.
But it doesn't matter because these guys are so good. So we're going to start with a wonderful old tune about mayhem and death and people stabbing each other and rivers and all kinds of stuff. It's a wonderfully happy melody with a wonderfully horrible theme. So we're not even going to bother with the lyrics. We're just going to interpret it freely in a musical fashion.
We hope.
Y'all ready there?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Thank you.
This one is an old tune from the 1840s or 1860s. Back then it would have been a big difference whether it was from the 1840s or 1860s, but now it's hardly any difference at all, really. But it started out as a pop tune, which made its way back into the folk tradition, and now nobody knows where it comes from, but the Lubin Brothers did a wonderful version of it, and I actually first heard the great Hot Rise interpret this. And it's a wonderful love ballad which has many elements of neurosis and worry and discomfort. But the melody itself is one of the most beautiful melodies that I know of, so we hope you enjoy this. It's called Are You Tired of Me, My Darling? Thank you. All right. Lori Lewis and Matt Glazer on fiddles. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play another old folk tune here. I guess they all are, aren't they? But this one, this beautiful ballad, which was popularized, I believe, by Joan Baez. And we're going to widen the water here. We're gonna... Okay, so this feature the magnificent singing of Lori Lewis. Thank you. Okay, we're gonna get John to sing one. Yeah.
Ho!
Yeah. Okay, this is perhaps one of the darkest tunes in the whole folk music canon. Thank you.
be easy. Oh, Jay, yeah. Hey. Come to my bed, a place called Charles upon my head. My head is warm, but my feet is cold, and death is moving around my soul. I said, oh dear, have mercy. Oh dear, be easy. Oh dear, could you spare me over? Spare me over. Spare me over another year. Have mercy!
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, folks, that's all we got time for. Thanks so much. Hey, John Cowan.
Daryl Anger.
David Greer.
Tony Trischka. Matt Glazer.
Laurie Lewis.
Thank you all. Let's bring him back for one more. Yeah.
You're all interested in one more? Well, we're gonna see how many fiddles we can get up here. Yeah, any fiddle players backstage or in the audience, come on up. We do a thing on the Heritage Record with seven fiddle players. The name of the band is the Nashville Lumberyard because of all the sawing that goes on. And we'd like to invite Mr. Tim O'Brien to come up, play some fiddle with us. Of course, we got Matt, we got Lori. We'd like to get Mr. Mark Schatz to come and play the biggest fiddle on the ground. Mark is on his way here.
Can you guys all say, fiddles rule? Fiddles rule. Fiddles rule, thank you.
All right, okay. I'm gonna play another old piece, they're all old. I'm gonna try to render one here, it's called John Henry, about the old guy that went up against the automatic steam drill. Thank you.
And that was Dara Unger. Four fiddles, regular size, and one on steroids there. Throughout the evening, we're going to be drawing from this box, which is, other than...